Well, as far as managing the group goes, it's quite a diverse group. We've got youth, we've got experience, we've got people with different backgrounds in employment, in studies, etc. So, and quite different working backgrounds. So it's incredibly diverse group, which is always good. So I don't know about managing as opposed to just engaging, letting them be part of the discussion. Everyone's equal around the table. Everyone just has one vote. So in that context, we're an equal team. So hopefully that translates into the decisions we made after good debate and receiving the information that we need. We'll make a decision that the community are going to be happy with, and hopefully we can put that into an action so we actually get a result. Because I've always been very focused, very outcome focused.
Now, a lot of energy and time and money even has been put into this document, our future vision, or the clever and creative future vision for the next 30 years in Geelong.
Yep.
Has this now been already discussed in the new council? How are you going to take that on? Or are you going to have a special session around it? Or what's going to happen with that document?
We haven't had a discussion about that document per se. That will certainly come in the near future. We're obviously aware of the document and the work that went into it to be produced. We're also we're conscious, you know, a 30-year plan is a long way out, but we're also very conscious of taking the stepping stones to meet some of those aspirations. But we're also very conscious of today. You know, the community are very demanding, and they want things done today. There's already a backlog of a number of issues that are out there, and they're well documented. So we'll probably take those on first, and always keep an eye on the future. But you know, we still have to be active today and making sure that we are listening to the community, but you know, getting things done now.
I think our listeners couldn't agree more. You know, just the other day, I go down Yarra Street to the little school where 350 kids are going to school every day. And we have now a document that says that in a 30-year planning, we want 50% of people to be either walking or cycling or taking public transport when they get to work or school. So that would reflect on how you paint the roads. And they had now put fresh new tarmac out, and I'm thinking, oh no, this is once again a lost opportunity, because if this vision actually already now reflected how people put paint on these roads, yeah, they would do it differently, because they would do it in a way where it's safe to be a pedestrian, where it's safe to be a cyclist. And it's not a question of money, it's a question of vision.
Yeah.
So I think we are a lot of people who want to see action now, but still according to a greater vision. So it's not only about that the vision is in the future or something, it's actually also about all these things that happen today where you think it's done wrongly.
Yeah, I mean, we live in the present, so it's important that we don't miss that. We embrace that. Of course, you look forward and you look behind for what you've done and what mistakes you may have made or what was done well, and you look down the track. But importantly, you know, the sun comes up tomorrow, so let's look forward to that. Make that a good day. There's only 2 days that you can't do anything. That's yesterday and tomorrow. Otherwise, get on with business.